everybody, you just missed Anna sneezing into the mic. So
welcome
to the show.
You're lucky it was me and not Ryan.
It would be deafening. I would blow some eardrums out if I sneezed into this mic.
That's not a joke.
Just a statement of
it
fact.
It is the loudest sound you will ever hear. It's just Ryan sneezing.
It's louder than a lawnmower being powered by a jet engine. That's how loud it is.
It's louder than that sea otter or the walrus that's moaning in that YouTube video.
That walrus sounds like when I'm throwing up.
Yeah.
And we'll also note that because of the age of our equipment, it appears that I am much louder than Anna already.
Ryan is working me out of the podcast.
Mm-hmm, yeah, very slowly. She's just going to get quieter and quieter.
Until
one day
disappear.
She's just gone.
He's going to tie the green ribbon around my neck.
Around your microphone.
And then I'll be gone.
I think I can do some fancy Audacity tricks to raise your audio.
Good.
Yeah.
Can you get rid of this incredibly annoying way that I talk, apparently?
No, I can't solve that problem. I can't get rid of every A sound, which let's just get right into it. We got an email about that from, here, I've got it all pulled up. Michelle says, I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I really enjoy it, but it was driving me crazy listening to you guys trying to decipher. And actually, I'll stop right here. Because I think that's a common experience in our podcast, is driving listeners crazy while we figure out things where they're like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just call us young thugs or what's that? Young cannibals, fine young cannibals.
That's very different than young thugs. I thought you were going to reference Young Gravy, which I reference. A girl at our institution was wearing a Young Gravy shirt today, and I said, oh, I know about Young Gravy.
I don't know what's Young Gravy.
It's a rapper that Laura informed me about. Uh-huh. And she was like, well, what do you know about him? And I had no follow-up. I just had to say, I know that he exists. That's all I know. So it like made me look less cool than if I had just asked, who is Young Gravy to begin with? But anyways, Michelle says, I know what the lady's small complaint was about. Anna even asked, and I quote, but when am I adding an extra A sound? A. Every fucking word you say, says Michelle. You add an extra syllable
after. That's a tough.
That's a spicy meatball. Yes, this is where we reveal that Anna is Italian and she's actually a character from the Mario games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and sometimes your ex-husband starts doing it from listening to you as well. It's like your own verbal exclamation mark after everything you say. I would say that is because everything you say is so important that it needs an exclamation point after
it. I've been thinking a lot about it, and I have a response.
Okay, let's hear it.
A fucka a y'all.
A fucka you are.
That's how I talk.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Deal with it.
That's my opinion.
Deal with it, people. All right, so that's our note on that.
I can't change it. I'm sorry. If I tried to, I feel like it would be one of those things where I would start doing it more, or I would do some other annoying thing.
Yeah,
so
it would be even worse. We just have to deal with this, gang. This is
what we live with. I can't hear myself over here. It's a nightmare.
This is a miserable recording experience. Speaking of miserable experiences, Chili Bloom Burger gave us a review that is 5 stars. Saying, I really enjoy this couple, not a couple, ex-couple, but the last episode was less than one-third about the Bachelor show. It's a batch show, so let's try to keep on topic, please. 5 stars with the expectation of more Bachelor coverage. So a couple quick things. First of all, I like that this person gave us like an aspirational review. Like, I'm going to go ahead and assume you're going to talk more about the Bachelor. Bad call, Chili Bloomberger.
We're not.
I have thought, though, like we have been doing a lot of non-Bachelor talk, and I just want to float an idea. I want to float an idea.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I have not given this idea to Anna previously. It's just something to think about. Maybe listeners weigh in. Mailbag episode.
Mailbag.
Yes, because
M-A-L-E?
Yes, M-A-I-L. Mailbag, that's a different thing. You talk about Tyler C. on that one.
Yeah.
Mails you'd like to bag, which would also be a good show. Because I love the fan engagement. That's my favorite part of doing this, is the fan engagement. And so, and we've had more and more fan shout-outs lately. But apparently some people want to hear about The Bachelor.
What is a mailbag episode?
So it would be like a separate episode where it's like we read all and respond to like all our messages.
Now, see, I had a similar idea, okay, which was that we need to do some like 25, 30-minute mini eps,
mm-hmm,
where we cover some of the less Bachelor-centric topics that we are known to spout off on for upwards of a half hour.
And see, I like that too, but here is my counter to my own idea.
Okay.
Which is, what do we get emails about all the time? Sprinkles, cool writer. Like, we don't get messages about The Bachelor. Our listeners message us about the other shit that we talk about.
I hate to say that Chili Blomberger is wrong, but I really do feel like the majority of our listeners are actually not here for The Bachelor material.
Yes, they are here for the wrong reasons. It's right in the title. Yeah. No, empirically, this person is correct.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, this is an empirical fact that we like barely talk about the show.
A less than a third is still pretty generous.
Yes, and Chili Blomberger, it's only going to get worse this week because it's the Women Tell All, and I got nothing to say about
it. I got
the
a lot to say, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Maria can suck one. Ooh. I'm going to be real irritated if she's the Bachelorette.
Okay, I can't wait to get into this. Neither can Chili Blomberger because she wants to hear all about this. Real quick, I want to shout out two more Gmails because this is, you know, the listener shout out part. So what I'm saying, the mailbag, all this would be incorporated into a separate ep that we would do every couple weeks. It's just an idea. Oh, here's Anna's response. Okay.
That's me adding my extra soul.
You add the sound at the end of your fart noise. Absolutely.
I don't think so. Okay. I feel like maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. We'll see what people have to say about it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Christina says, Anna.
Yes.
In 1992, I recorded Grease 2 off of TV onto a VHS tape.
Love it.
I then proceeded to watch and rewind and watch again over and over Michelle Pfeiffer singing Cool Rifle.
Love
Rider.
It.
I haven't thought about that song in 30 years until you played it last week. The lyrics came flooding back and I sang along to every word. I loved it. I'm so glad you got to pick the end song. P.S. Sprinkles are trash.
Christina, will you marry me?
This person is just falling all over herself.
We are best
in
friends.
Love with you.
Did
yes.
we just become best friends? Yeah.
So that's that. And then I have a massive, massive apology to Aim Dame.
Uh-oh.
Where I really fucked up.
Uh-oh.
And did not mention that she had sent a very thorough email about Sprinklegate. So she sent us information about a place called Mass Hole Donuts in Massachusetts.
Whoa.
Yeah, great name. And they rotate their donuts every week. And this week is a vanilla brown butter glazed donut with rainbow sprinkles on it. How do you feel about that?
Can I just say that I think it's bullshit that I'm getting called out for adding an extra syllable to my words when Ryan always like, you do this like mouth chewing thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does it, guys, isn't that annoying? What the hell?
We'll see. Our listeners seem to love it.
It's like,
that's my impression.
Recording with a squirrel.
Yeah. You're a nightmare. We'll make a compilation of your ums and my various mouth sounds.
That's our bonus app.
Yeah, that's if you're a patron, you get to get all that. That's what you're paying for as a patron.
What is the question? How do I feel about those donuts?
No, it's just the donuts exist
and
she was excited about
them. Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I will give a little bit of a controversial opinion here.
Okay, hit us with it.
I don't mind. Well, I guess this isn't that controversial because I've already said this about Christmas cookies. I don't mind sprinkles on donuts.
Okay.
I think it's the cold that really does them.
You don't want them on your ice cream.
Yeah, because they turn into chalky shit.
So I...
Chalky shit kernels.
Counterpoint,
yeah.
I had sprinkles on my Froyo the other day and it was a delight. And I sent you a pic of the sprinkles on the Froyo, and it was delicious.
It looked horrible.
It looked wonderful and it tasted even better.
It didn't. It neither looked good nor tasted good. You're lying to yourself.
No, I'm telling the truth. I'm a truth teller.
Well, we'd like to send out another congratulations to Amanda for winning. Ryan is going to get right on top of sending those sprinkles out.
Absolutely.
In the same way that he's right on top of getting us new podcast equipment, and now I can't hear myself.
Right on top of it.
Another sprinkle shout out. Gotta happen. Played my match last night with the sprinkles queen, Dorinda.
Dorinda is married, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, because otherwise I was going to hook her up with the sprinkle king. I mean, that would be a sprinkle monarchy if the two of those people got together.
Dorinda has a daughter. Maybe we'd work that in.
By marriage, perhaps. I think that's really what the Sprinkle King wanted, was to extend his candy dynasty.
We said it's like a Willy Wonka situation.
Well, but also like a medieval, like feudal, trying to consolidate power.
That's why I said I think that he really wants Maria to hook up with whoever that was that wouldn't email you back.
Which person? That's, you're gonna have to get more specific.
Whoever you kept emailing and then called.
Oh, the Sprinkle King. That's who I called.
But he had like a point of contact.
No, but it was him.
It wasn't the dad.
Yes, it was. It was
What's
Nick.
His name?
It was Nick at Jubilee Candy Co. I was emailing the
Her
Sprinkle
dad?
King. Is the point of contact. Anyone who wants to can go on their website and email nick@jubileecandyco.com.
I thought that it was somebody else that worked there.
No, it's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you can email him anything you want, folks.
Well, you weren't listening to me then. Because I said, like, I bet that he wants Maria to date this guy. And you're like, yeah, probably.
Oh, well, I misunderstood then. Yes. No, he doesn't. Well, actually, I agree, he does want Maria to date himself. He actually does want that.
It's all right. Yes. I feel like there were like three separate instances in last week's episode where you said something and then like 2 minutes later I said the exact same thing.
For three is
you were
small.
Like, they could play Marco Polo. And then I said, they could even play Marco Polo.
All right, you have some shout outs?
Yeah, sure.
See, Chili Blomberger, we're cruising through this one. We're only 14 minutes deep.
I assume
in
we're
this.
Saving Nathaniel for the
yes,
end.
Yes, correct. Yes. The best for last.
You've got yours coming, buddy.
Yeah. I went and saved the best for last.
Vanessa Williams style.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June.
Sometimes the sun goes round the moon. Wow.
Just when I thought our chance had passed.
That's a good song.
It's a great song. Chili Blomberger, you want less of this? Is that what you're telling me? You would cut this for more recap of The Bachelor?
Okay, Ida Katz says we need Wrong Reasons merch to come out.
Yes.
Listeners all over the country are going to be wearing t-shirts that say, I'm with Uggo and Robin. Correct.
Yeah, it's going to be great merch. It's going to be flying off the shelves of our garage.
Amanda sent us her personal address, technically so that we could mail her the sprinkles, but we're going to show up so that we can talk about musicals.
Yeah, we'll be there to do musical performances.
We got another approval of Cool Rider from Nicole, who said that she was bopping along to it while trying to get her ass out the door for work.
Yeah, I hope we moved you along.
A lot of Cool Rider lovers out there.
A lot
there.
Of Cool Rider fans. You know what? Women just want a Cool Rider. That's what I've learned.
Okay, Emma Sophia says, oh my goodness, I love your podcast so much. I literally love you too. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks,
Sophia.
Emma. Yeah.
I just had to mention something that literally had me peeing during the Women Tell All.
I hope literally. Well, I hope, yeah.
Did you hear when Jen was talking about how she deserves, quote, undeniably ruthless love? She said, just thought that was a ridiculous sentence and I had to share.
I missed that, so I'm so glad she pointed that out.
Speaking of Jen, we had another listener weigh in. Amory is casting her vote for Jen as Bachelorette, Asian Bachelorette.
Interesting. I'm not opposed to that.
I like Jen a hell of a lot more than I like some of these other women.
I mean, I think she would be interesting, and it is time to expand the diversity of the Bachelorette cast a little bit. As Katie pointed out herself in her stand-up bit, they cast too many whites, including her.
Yeah, yes. Katie really has a bone to pick about that.
Right, yeah, you quit casting so many white people other than me. Savage, Katie, savage.
Our friend, and I'm sorry, I'm looking for...
Your friend and mine.
Name, but I can't find it, but they go by Salty Elephant, okay. Which I love.
I want to be your salty elephant, or I don't want to be your elephant at all.
Let me be your salty dog, or I want to be your man at all.
Okay. They said that they got irrationally upset over recent mostly positive reviews. Us too. When we say we want your honest feedback, we don't mean it.
No, God, we're not the spirit of continuous improvement around here.
We don't mean it. Is that what you are talking about?
Don't mean it.
Okay, and then Amy, Nathaniel, the listener that Nathaniel like,
Nathaniel of St. Louis University?
That's the one.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
That's the one. Yes. Okay. Amy says, need to hear your VPR thoughts. Minor mixed re this season. I've also been sending multiple messages on Vanderpump Rules with other listeners. I'll keep it tight.
Okay. Give us a tight 30 seconds.
Scandaval. I'm tired of everyone acting like Ariana is up on some high horse and she just needs to get over this. Absolutely not. She can do whatever she wants. I think she probably wants to fuck off the show and she should probably just do that. Sheena sucks. Lala sucks. I love Allie.
Man, Sheena sucks?
Oh, Sheena has sucked since the first season.
Isn't Sheena one of the people who released one of those songs that you like?
Yeah, good as gold.
Because we're good as gold. Because we're good as gold.
But, and she sucks?
Yeah.
The woman who sings good as gold sucks.
Crazy.
I can't believe it.
Amy also sent us something that I believe another listener pointed out, or maybe I just already saw this on Instagram, but I did know this already, but it's always good to see. Clue that says that they produced the rose ceremony where they made it look like Daisy got the rose first.
I heard the same thing. Our listener Jake also cued me in on that. Yep. Yes, that they're reversing the order to create more tension than is otherwise there.
Throw us off the scent.
We're not thrown off at all. We know it's Kelsey. We know Kelsey's winning this. And I will not believe anything else.
Uh-huh. And
yeah, poor Rachel should have known that she was going to get cut this week.
Oh, of course. Rachel did know.
She knew. She knew.
And now I feel like I can't be bitchy about Rachel because she's talking about all the people that gave her mean messages.
She specifically mentioned you.
It wasn't
Shaggy
me,
over
and it
here.
It wasn't Shaggy, okay?
It might have been Shaggy, but it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
Only hate on people on the podcast. They have to listen. We're not going to go in your DMs and hate you.
You're not interesting enough to hate.
Oh, snap.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. But yes, we are not DMing any of these people. We're only being mean in this space that they can just ignore, and I assume they do.
Yeah, of course.
All right, you got any other shout-outs?
I think that's it.
Okay, let me...
Apologies, obviously, if we've missed anyone.
Mm-hmm, and apologies to Rachel for the hate that we gave her on this show.
I apologize for nothing.
I would have loved it if she would have said, someone even made a fart noise about me on a podcast. It's so much hate. All right, so let's get to this very important review that we have from Sophist Monster.
Wow. Is it sophist?
Sophist.
In my head, it's always been sophist.
So I say sophist. A lot of people say sophist, but just yesterday I heard someone say sophist.
Wild.
Yes,
was
it's
it
a
me?
Wild contrast. No, it wasn't. So a sophist, of course, is one of the Greek rhetors who went around teaching rhetoric, antagonist to Plato.
Is this the kind of material that maybe we could cut through a
This is what Chili Blomberger wants more of, is a 5-minute lecture about the sophists. All right, so he says, I don't know what else I could have done. Of course, this is our listener Nathaniel who performed our wedding ceremony.
Please read it slowly and with like hurt.
Okay. All right. I might even put some music underneath
this. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the right choice.
All right. So hold on. Hold on. Okay. All right. So I don't know what else I could have done. I wore a linen shirt that I bought and only wore for this wedding. I got a haircut. I had to get a new passport.
You're welcome.
I went online and got ordained by the Universal Life Church. I wrote a lovely ceremony full of heartfelt thoughts and funny jokes. I printed my remarks on fancy paper and shared it with the happy couple. My feet got wet during the ceremony because the tide was coming in. I'm sorry, I guess.
Oh, Nathaniel.
You could have provided us 8 to 10 sessions of marriage counseling, like most ministers would do before a wedding.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that probably was
That would have done it. If you would have gotten 2 dolls and smashed them together to show various intercourse positions, that might have been.
We needed premarital counseling supplied by Nathaniel Rivers.
Yes. Of St. Louis University. To be clear, we got premarital counseling elsewhere, but clearly it didn't take.
I feel like that woman was like, they're fucked.
Yeah, no, she was like, yeah, these people are not going to make it.
Yeah. Do you remember she like made you leave the room one time?
No, I'm talking about another person. Oh. We got like premarital counseling like from 2 different people. Yeah.
We did?
Yeah. We got like official premarital counseling and then other. We really are hopeless.
Yeah, we should have.
We cannot be helped. Yes.
I can't help myself.
We can't help but get divorced. All right. Well, so we're just cutting this 10 minutes short of the pitter patter that we usually do just because it's Chili Bloomberger.
Tight.
Do you want to go ahead and get into this episode?
Yeah, sure. It's going to be like 10 minutes. I have one comment. Maria blows.
Okay. So I have more comments, but I think let's real quickly.
Let me say.
Okay. Hit me with it.
As with many things that are beloved by like society in general, my immediate instinct is to be like, that's not that great.
Okay.
And so I feel like part of it is that I do think there are a lot of Maria apologists out there.
It's true, but she's very divisive. She's the cilantro of Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, you've already made that metaphor.
Did I make that metaphor already? Okay, I stick by it. It's so good, so nice. I got to make it twice.
I don't think so, actually. Okay. I don't feel like she's that divisive. I like her fine. I think she needs to, and I know this is ironic coming from me, she needs to learn how to not interrupt. I think she needs to just kind of take a seat until paradise. I don't think that she could carry a good season of The Bachelorette. I think she would scare the shit out of a lot of those men. And I don't know, like, it's not the Maria show. It was the Women Tell All. And look, I like Jess annoyed the shit out of me in the regular season, but it was hard to watch as she literally was just trying to get out a sentence and Maria just couldn't give it to her.
Well, and that, I will say, it was extremely unconvincing when Jess was like, she told me to shut up, and she could not finish a sentence, and Maria was like, I did not tell you to shut up. I did not tell you. Like, she like kept interrupting her to tell her that she didn't tell her to shut up. And then she revealed that she said zip it, which is our second zip it controversy in recent memory.
In as many seasons.
Yes. There's 2 Zip It controversies.
Screenshot over to, what's her face?
Kathy. Zip it. Yeah, which of course those ladies are still around.
And like, it is dumb. I don't care if Maria told Jess to shut up. I honestly don't care if she told her to zip it or like whatever it is. I just think that I feel like all of this attention has kind of gone to her head. And I do think she was treated poorly by the other women. I think that Leah and Sydney.
Sydney, why should I know? Because I didn't remember her. Yeah. I doubly remember her now.
Leah and Sydney came in with egg on their face. Call them Fraser Crane.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. The women are telling all. Oh,
scrambled egg all over my face.
What is a woman tell all to do?
So I'm not, again, I don't dislike Maria. If she ends up being the Bachelorette, fine. she just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, both in Joey's season. She gave some interview with Us Weekly where she just recently admitted that she was like playing games. Yeah, no shit.
We all know. Yeah,
you're out there playing kickball with Joey's heart. I don't know. I just don't. I don't understand all these people who are like obsessed with her and think that she's the greatest.
I don't think she would be a good bachelorette. I think, and if they're going to do that, the men need to know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah.
Because
you better pick some strong ass men.
Yes, which is not the end of the world.
Can you imagine if like Clayton went on that season?
Clayton,
he would die. I feel like he would just like curl up in a ball in some corner of the mansion and I don't know, wither away.
So, and it's not the worst thing in the world to have a strong personality as the Bachelorette.
I agree. And we've been there before with like, here's what I will say. I think that the previous Bachelorettes that she seems most aligned with or like a version of would be like Caitlin and Gabby. And I think Caitlin and Gabby were a lot funnier than Maria has shown herself to be, and just like a little bit softer.
Well, Gabby was rough around the edges. We know that.
She wasn't, though. I feel like Gabby actually had a really like sweet, soft heart.
A sweet, soft soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maria is not particularly self-effacing, which you want from a bachelorette.
Exactly. And I actually think that Gabby and Caitlin both were.
Yes. No, I don't want, I want Maria on Paradise. I think she's a great 100%.
Paradise. 100%. Like, I'm not yeah. like, get her out of the franchise.
Yeah, she's the perfect Paradise contestant. Pump the gas, pump the gas. The shock of the night for me was that Lauren was the one who told, Sydney
said,
shut the fuck up.
And I do, everyone was like, when Leo was like, I just don't want to feel gaslit. And everyone was like, oh my God. But I get what she means, because in her head, she's like, I know I heard it.
Yes.
Like, and so if Maria is sitting there saying, I never said that. And Leah is like, but I heard it.
Well, but she needs to know who said it. She's throwing accusations
around. Absolutely. But I'm sure, I mean, it was, I'm sure just a loud, you know, busy, drunk situation. That obviously all could have been cleared up about 9 months ago whenever they were originally filming it.
Yes. No, but they didn't want to clear it up then. They barely wanted to clear it up now.
They need the drama.
I will say, I mean, so how did you feel about like, Maria giving Leia a hug, like saying outside of the mansion we would have been friends.
I think she wants to be the fucking bachelorette.
So you think it's all for show?
I think that
94% of it is for show.
I don't know that it's right to say that it's all for show, but yes, I believe that she does not give a shit about being best, like being friends with Leia or making up with her. And I think she knew that there were a few things that were probably giving her still like a negative perception.
I will say, I think she's right in that a lot of these people would be friends if they weren't put in this shaking ants in a jar situation.
Yes. And I will also give her credit that she tried that in the mansion as well. Like, I do feel like that was part of her personality of, look, I actually don't think that Maria likes drama. And so I do think that she genuinely tried to squash that in the house. I think she was probably happy to be like, let's just like hug it out, bitch,
right,
and like move on.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
But I think that Maria wants to be in control of everything. Like, I don't think that it's, I don't know. I don't think she's like a drama causer, but I think she wants everything to be on her terms.
I think that's right. And I think she gets her hinkles up.
Oh,
Once you come at her, I think she is 110% coming back at you.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you who does not have any control of this situation is Jesse Palmer.
Jesse fucking Palmer. Like, what are you
like,
doing?
Ladies, listen, ladies, come
they
on.
They needed like a spirit stick.
Right, or like an air horn that Jesse could blow. Yeah, he was like, slow it down, ladies.
Stun gun. They all just need to wear like shock collars.
Yes. He does say Maria was a bit of a lightning rod in the season, which is a good metaphor.
And like, at one point someone says, you know, your delivery is aggressive. And I think that's right. And again, look, I think they treated Maria badly. I think that she came in as a strong personality and they didn't like her right away. Whoever said that nailed it. Like, you didn't like her and that was what it was. She didn't bully you. That being said, I can see why you wouldn't like someone in that situation where you're all living together. Again, as you said, they're all kind of confined into this tiny space. Mm-hmm. Someone like Maria is not going to go over that well with some people.
Sydney said of Maria, we have different communication styles, and that seems to be putting it generously.
I think that's probably very true.
I think that's true and probably the most generous way to phrase that. I'll tell you one thing that made me like Maria slightly less ultimately, though I'm on the fence about this, is that she did a literal round of applause. Like, she did applause in a circle herself. And part of me likes that and part of me doesn't.
Clever.
Yeah. So that, I had mixed feelings on that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just felt like even watching the footage back again, you're never going to convince me that she wasn't there just to kind of like fuck with Joey's heart.
I see the difference between you and me is I fast forwarded through all that footage. Of like the...
Well, what are we even doing here?
No, we saw that already. I fast-forwarded it.
I fast-forwarded through a lot too. But
I saw that television show already. All right, I have a question for you. Totally changing topic. Seamless transition. Is Joey Mania real?
Like, people go crazy for
him? I mean, that was the whole beginning of this episode.
I do think he's a very popular bachelor.
I do too. I do too.
I mean, we've said already, I think he's the first bachelor in a long time that just hasn't, not only that he hasn't made like a little misstep, he hasn't made a little one or a big one. Like, he's been pretty flawless.
Yeah, he has fucked up on saying that he's falling for two people.
Honestly, though, at the point that the show is at now,
they're always saying that.
They always do that. Oh, this has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
But it did remind me, just because we're talking about the show, I have watched Love is Blind, and I do have a lot of thoughts on it. So anybody that wants to talk about Chelsea and Jimmy, send me a DM.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
I would love it if Joey just crashed our podcast sometime.
He's down welcome. If he had to walk down those like shit stained stairs.
Yes. Those pee stained stairs
like,
that we have.
Am I going to crash a podcast or am I about to be murdered by the like Silence of the Lambs guy?
It's both, Joey.
Yep.
It's both.
Correct.
Yeah, I liked that. And they had like these UCLA parties had like cutouts of Joey's face.
Yeah.
And I liked that they were just full on aware that he was about to walk in the door because they were ready for him.
I'd like to say something.
Okay.
I owe Joey an apology.
Okay.
When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Okay.
When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
I don't actually think I was wrong, so I'm going to take that back right now. But I said that I was worried that I wasn't going to like him.
You were, yeah.
I like him still. Yeah. If anything, I like him more.
Yeah, I think he has given a very good performance. I think he's batting 800, maybe.
I don't, what does that mean?
It's really, really
is that
good.
High?
It's
it
very
low?
High, yes.
Okay.
Well, to go back to your analogy, like a lot of these bachelors make unforced errors, right? Where it's like they didn't even need to do this. Mm-hmm. And Joey is really like batting 1,000 is perfect.
Well, how about this?
Okay.
I'll let you in on a little secret of what goes down when I'm on the tennis court.
Okay.
When we get to the last game, I always like to make a little joke with whoever my partner is.
Okay, let's hear it.
And the joke is, if it's their serve and they have to serve out the match, I tell them 4 aces, which means they just hit 4 aces and then the match is over. I think Joey might have hit those 4 aces.
Wow. I mean, the tennis analogy is more appropriate than my ham-fisted baseball analogy, certainly. Though I do know a lot about baseball. So.
Yeah. Well, you're Mr. Baseball. Ironically,
even,
because
right.
You weren't allowed to see the movie.
Well, that's why, as my mom wouldn't let me see Mr. Baseball with the youth group.
So you
so I became
everything
Mr. Baseball.
You could about baseball.
I became Tom Selleck in Mr. Baseball.
Oh, I didn't know that Tom Selleck
Tom
was
Selleck
Mr. Baseball.
Tom Selleck is Mr. Baseball.
Well,
yes.
No wonder your mom wouldn't let you see it.
She probably went and saw it herself.
Like, there's zero role where Tom Selleck doesn't just drip sex.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's giving out mustache rides left and right.
I would ride that mustache.
Tom Selleck.
Fantastic. Got that right.
Mr. Baseball.
There you go. Collect him, trade him. And no sitting on my face.
All aboard the Mustache Express.
Yeah. Choo-choo. Yes. I'm there. I'm going to watch Mr. Baseball. You never told me that it was Tom Selleck.
Everybody knows it's Tom Selleck.
Literally no one even knows that this movie exists.
That is a known fact. You pull aside 10 people off the street and say, who played Mr. Baseball? All 10 are going to say Tom Selleck. By the way, you were supposed to do a focus group. About Phil Collins? No, Billy Joel. You were supposed to do a Billy Joel focus group. How did that go?
Well, I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
So of the six classes you've taught since we made that deal.
As soon as you order us that new podcast equipment, I'm going to go ahead and run this focus group.
Fair, yes.
You know what? I'm going to... Here's a little fun fact for y'all. Settle in, Chili Blomberger. Every Wednesday, our department hosts a muffins.
You going off on this muffin thing?
Yes. Yeah. They get everybody free muffins, and it pisses me off. Everybody, they tell us that they don't have enough money to pay people for summer teaching. They don't have enough money for this and that and this and that. And yet, somehow, every Wednesday, there are free muffins.
People went crazy over those little muffins. It was the best day.
Your work makes me sad.
They have a post-it note on our coffee maker in the joint break room that says, this Keurig's on its last leg. Like, chip in if you want to buy a new Keurig for everybody. No, I don't want to have to buy a Keurig for the English department at a university. I feel like they should be able to, you know, dish out about $40 and buy a fucking Keurig. And yet, these muffins... week after week appear. And you know who else, you know who's in there eating them? Because they put it in the middle of our building in a glass room where you can see everybody that's enjoying the free muffins. And Ryan is first in line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I have to do a slight fact correction on you, though.
Okay.
This week, all the snacks were homemade.
Well, that's even worse.
No, all the snacks were brought. So the no money was no department money was spent. These were homemade snacks that people.
What happened?
I don't know.
Something happened.
I don't know, but I'm saying your complaints
Maybe
need to be
I'm
updated.
I'm not the only one who feels a little bit slighted by these muffins that we're dishing
all
out.
All I know is I had a delicious banana nut bread slice and a delightful conversation about Young Gravy. That's all I know.
Kill me if I feel the need to bring homemade muffins to these university students. And you, it's you. It's not even the students. It's just faculty in there.
Why aren't you bringing me muffins to work?
So what I will do is I will come in. I'll pop in one Wednesday and I'll ask.
I was wondering where this was going than a pointless rant.
I'm going to use Muffin Wednesday to run this Billy Joel stuff.
Okay, but you also need to run it in your classroom of 18 to 20-year-olds because that's the Olivia Rodrigo demo. We have the perfect access point. All right.
Fuck those muffins.
How did you feel now that you're all worked up?
Yep.
How did you feel about how they gave us some like extra behind the scenes footage and then they made us like watch as they're like 3, 2, 1, we're live. But it was like already showing that like behind the scenes when like Leia had to be escorted out.
I didn't mind that, but I think that they're stealing it from Bravo. That's what they always do at the Bravo reunions. So,
okay. They're like, hey, it worked for Bravo. We're doing this too.
Yeah. It worked for Tom Sandoval.
And
that
idiots like me
game.
Don't know any better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would. You would.
If I watched, I won't, though.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, though? When I watched Love is Blind, there was a crossover, a Bachelor crossover.
What?
Because one of the Love is Blind contestants from a previous season, they invited back like a bunch of the like success
All-stars.
Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you this already. Her name is like Janini or something.
Janini, yeah.
And she is, I don't know if they ever got married, but she is with and having Blake's baby from The Bachelor.
Having my baby.
What a lovely way of showing how much you love me.
That is a lovely way.
I feel like songs were pretty fast and loose with like morals in the 80s. What's going on in that song?
She's having his baby.
That's the way you show someone that you love
them?
Knock out a child for them?
Well, but maybe they were... I mean, we don't know the whole situation. Well, maybe you know what? That was actually about a dog.
Well...
Just like Mandy.
She swing danced, and now she's pregnant. So... You're welcome, Blake. Or I guess congratulations, Blake.
Congratulations. That's great. Yeah. Good for them.
You recovered from that paradise season where everyone hated you.
Do you want to talk about the little show within a show that we got of Joey getting that card that said we need to talk and Kelsey coming in?
Dumb. She's like, I just wanted to tell you I love you. Like,
I just wrote to say I love you. Yeah, it was so anticlimactic. Like, they didn't even try.
I promise it's coming together.
Okay. Oh, the muffins. I hate the muffins. Is that what it is?
Lionel Richie sings that song, right? I just called to say...
Stevie Wonder sings that song. So is it still going to come together?
Is
it still going to happen?
You know, we watch American Idol.
Right.
And Lionel Richie is one of the judges.
Okay.
But guess whose daughter is a contestant?
Stevie Wonder.
No.
Blake's. No, Blake's unborn
the
child.
The baby. It's the baby.
Yes, it's the fetus. Blake's fetus.
Juan Pablo.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. And he looks good. He comes to the... I haven't watched it yet.
Wait, Pablo looks good or the...
Juan Pablo.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 You like a bad boy a little bit.
Remember he had that daughter. She was like 4.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No. I didn't really watch his season that much.
Because everyone thought he was going to be like a stand-up guy because he was a single dad.
Like, he loves his daughter. He must understand women.
Turns out you can still be a scumbag even as a single dad. Shocking.
That's not true.
Yeah.
As a single dad,
but
I know.
Juan Pablo crossover. Well, all these Bachelor, it's just...
it's an incestuous little world.
It's a far-reaching network.
Yes, they've got their fingers in every pie.
What's that like secret society?
The Illuminati.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the several Bachelor people in the Illuminati.
Mm.
If you had told me 5 years ago that Harrison was in the Illuminati, I would have believed you.
Yeah, same. But he got brought down.
Well, probably because he fucked with the Illuminati.
That's
probably
might
what
be
happened.
True. Yeah. That might be true.
So I just have to talk about Rachel saying I fully let him in during our overnight. I mean, that
did
is...
You? I
you
bet
really,
you did.
You don't say that, Rachel. It just makes this too easy for me. I can't even make a joke because you already made it.
Well, I can't make a joke about anything with Rachel because apparently she's getting bullied, like legit bullied. So now I feel like I have to be nice about her.
We got to be nice because they called out the bullies.
Oh, I mean...
Oh, what, you got something to say about this?
I know nothing makes me as mad as the muffins.
Do you know the Muffin Man? Because I hate that guy.
Yeah. It was the best day.
I mean, so I have a comment about... Okay. An overall one-word description of this Women Tell All episode that you, I think, are going to hate.
Oh, I'm going to hate this.
You're going to hate this one-word description. Yes. Healing.
Healing.
Healing. You got Rachel getting to talk about the bullying she's experienced. You get Maria and Leah giving each other a hug. You get the ladies raising their hands for how they... Yeah. Go ahead.
Heal that.
Yeah, we could make... We might need to get a sound effect of that. Yeah, because you're really wearing yourself down.
It's really satisfying to do it in my own elbow, even though I kind of like stretch my neck out a
little
bit.
When you had to roll your sleeve up, like getting to work.
I don't care. You know what? I'll do it for the pod.
For the listeners.
Look, let me say this. Do I appreciate them calling out internet bullies who apparently are sending terrible messages? Yes. Did they do this exact same thing like 5 years ago with Rachel Lindsay? Yes. So don't do it every year and then act like, oh, we can't believe this is not what the show is for. Literally, however many years ago that was, maybe even more than 5, Chris Harrison went around the room and was like, give me a show of hands if you've received a mean message. And a bunch of people raise their hands. It's not getting better. You are breeding a ground for people to send anonymous internet hate. And I'm sorry, but Jesse Palmer being like, we're so sorry about that, it doesn't mean shit.
So we're blaming the show for the... See, here's... I'm not disagreeing.
Blaming anyone. I just think, like, it doesn't seem to change or get better.
It doesn't seem to change anything, but it's not the show's fault.
No, it's not the show's fault.
I find it frustrating when the show is like, quit digging into these people's lives. Like, that's what I don't like, because it's like, well, you invited us into their personal lives to make us interested in it. So when everybody, when they're like, who cares if they broke up, quit getting into their like personal business, like, no, you invited us into that.
Well,
but
who's
this
saying that?
they say that a lot when it's like, give these people their privacy. Like, I feel like they used to say that a lot, and that was irritating. You fart noise to
no,
that?
No fart noise. I think it's a shame, and I think it's unfair, and I would hate it. That's why I would never go on. Like, look, I can barely handle a 5-star review that tags on a little bit of criticism.
That has a minor criticism in it. Yeah.
So, I absolutely think that it's an unfortunate facet of the society we live in now, but I don't think that having Jesse Palmer sit up there and act like he's like calling it out is substantial.
Well, it's not substantial, but I do think that it is worthwhile to hear that this experience is happening. Yeah. And for the show to acknowledge, because again, I think that they are inviting, say, the kind of insightful criticism that we provide on these people's lives, but they're certainly not
nuanced
inviting
thoughts.
Yes, nuanced fart noise thoughts about these individuals. But I don't think that they're inviting, you know, racist vitriol.
Correct. And I do, I mean, there's a difference, absolutely. And, you know, I know that they say, like, just remember that we are real people. And, I mean, I get it. I think that's true, but it's, I hate to say it, but like, it is a trade-off. I mean, you want to go on this show and become an influencer, which, like, let's face it, literally, with the exception of maybe like one or two of them, they all want that. They all want the followers. They want the cloutie.
The cloutie.
They want to go on Paradise. Like, it is a little bit of a trade-off.
But I guess what I'm saying is the trade-off is your life is under a microscope, not that you get hateful messages. I think that's too far. The pendulum is swinging too far on the trade-off. Whoa. People shouldn't be that terrible. They are that terrible.
Well, sure, yeah.
But they shouldn't be that terrible.
People shouldn't be, like, trying to access Princess Kate's hospital records. But guess
but
what?
What did they find?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I don't know. I agree with you. I just think that it's probably not going to change anytime soon. And it is unfortunate, but... like Mandy Moore, I would suggest that they find a way how to deal.
All right. I did like there were a couple women who mentioned that they got like messages from people who found their stories inspiring. Like Kelsey A had the thing with you know, she's talking to her dad again and people sort of resonated with her story.
Kelsey T.
Kelsey T. Thank you. Yeah. I got the Kelsey's confused. Kelsey T is talking to her dad again. So, yeah, I thought that that was nice. A few other people mentioned the same. Lexi mentioned that. Like,
yeah.
She had gotten a lot of messages, so that's nice. You need to take our child to dance.
I do.
We're running out of time. So, and we want to keep this short for Chili Blumberger. But I will say that it's very important that we mention how many macaroons Joey ate.
The limit does not exist. More. 25? More. 50? More.
Quite a few times.
50 times?
More.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
I really thought he was going to eat that whole plate of macaroons.
I feel like he would have if he could have gotten away with it.
And I mean, we don't know that he didn't. They just stopped showing the macaroons disappearing.
I liked when he was like, I'm going to be on so many memes.
Yes. He's like, when he couldn't say Minneapolis.
Yes.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. Yeah.
He's what a delight.
A delight. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.